Well, it's a busy weekend in Chicago with the Pride Parade. You got the NHL Draft, all sorts of street festivals. But if you're looking for a day in the country, well, I've just a festival for you. A Day in the Country is this Sunday at the Hideout. It's a festival that celebrates country music in most of its forms. Grammy Award-winning songwriter Jim Lauderdale will headline, and the festival will also feature Rex Hobart and the Misery Boys. And my next guest, the Lawrence Peters Outfit. Lawrence is back in studio to play some unruined country, as he puts it. Peters has been named Best Country and Western Entertainer by Chicago Music twice, and he can be seen and heard all over town in several country bands. The Lawrence Peters Outfit will be on stage at 7:45 tomorrow, or Sunday night. But first, they're in studio with us tonight at the Download, and they are ready for live performance of the track Outbreak of Heartache. Lawrence, take it away.
Do it.
I never thought a Saturday could go so bad. But honey, you just put me through the worst one that I ever had. I woke up this morning to a sky so blue. And now I'm trying hard not to cry over you. Went to your house to pick you up, but you were gone. Found the note you left for me, taped to that gnome on your lawn. I stood and read it over, and my poor heart fell. I headed home, I wasn't feeling so well. There's gonna be an outbreak of heartache. A cold and lonely feeling was coming over me. Nights are gonna be longer, my certainty's getting stronger. The way I feel, well, there can be no mistake. There's gonna be an outbreak of heartache. And locked the door. I pulled the shades and I spent all day thinking and walking the floor. I guess I should have seen it. We've been drifting apart for so long. But it was still a shock to find you were gone. I'm feeling cold and I can tell my eyes are red. My hands are shaking. There's a dull aching pain in the back of my head. Guess it won't be much longer till those tears fall down. It's gonna hurt not to have you around. It's gonna be an outbreak of heartache. A cold and lonely feeling is coming over me. Nights are gonna be longer, my certainty's getting stronger. With feel there can be no mistake. There's gonna be an outbreak of heartache. With feel there can be no mistake. Gonna be an outbreak of heartache.
Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! There we go. In studio, Lawrence Peters Outfit. That's Lawrence Peters. Pennsylvania Dave's back here. Pat Kiner as well. That was a track, Outbreak of Heartache, here on the Download. The Lawrence Peters Outfit is going to be at A Day in the Country, the festival on Sunday at the Hideout. That's going to be at 7:45, playing along a lot of bands. Lawrence, great to see you. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Oh, just, man, it's great to be here. Thanks, man.
So Unruined Country.
Yeah, buddy.
Was that that was Unruined. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by Unruined Country?
Well, all right. So when I put the band together, I don't know, what, 10 years ago, I wanted to make sure to head off the whole and this is not to talk trash on any of these genres, really, but like I didn't want to be called alternative country.
Right.
I didn't want to be insurgent country. I didn't want to be any of that stuff. I didn't want to be alternative, right, any of that kind of stuff. Right. And it's not that I don't like some of that stuff. It's just that I'm like, we're a country band, but the term country has been taken. So it's like, you know, top 40 country is country. And then everything else has to be something in reaction to that. And I just felt like, well, there's got to be a way to reclaim that idea. We're just a country band. We're a honky tonk band. You know, we do covers of, you know, slightly lesser known classics. And then I write all the original stuff. And the place I write that stuff from is definitely based in all the stuff.
That's
I grew
a great
up on.
Point. I never hear it said like that. You know, the idea of it's top 40 country. Right?
Right.
I mean, that because country music, you're right. When you say I'm a country band, you automatically think of some of the bars in town that are going to be down here, even on Hubbard Street, that are playing, you know, they're playing the bands. They're trying to get on Nashville, trying to get on the whatever it might be. But you're right. But the idea, like every other genre, there's a top 40 rock. There's a top 40 rap. There's a top 40 country.
Right.
You guys are not top 40 country.
No. No, not at all. So I was, you know, fishing around for some way of describing that. And then I forget when it happened, but I thought, oh, Unruined. Cause I just was like, well, what is it that I don't like about, you know, what is called country music. And it's, you know, a lot of it's ruined. It's like, I don't find a connection to most of that stuff anymore because, and this is a common complaint, so it's kind of tedious, but it just doesn't, there's no country in it to me. And I'm really good at sussing. I'm like a truffle pig for country and anything. Like I used to play radio roulette when I would tour with rock bands, and we'd be, you know, whipping around the stations on the tour, and you know, and they'd get to one, I'd be, oh, it's country station. They're like, how can you tell? That doesn't sound anything like country. I'm like, I can hear the country element that they've squeezed out, and that's all that's in there, but I can hear it. And anymore, it's just much, much harder to do that.
Well, I was gonna say, I mean, what's changing? What are the forces? Is it just the homogenized kind of stuff?
Well,
where like this is the format, this is the formula, this is how we're going to make money, this is what advertisers want?
I think there's a bunch of different stuff. I think one of the things is, and I have to say that this has always been there, is the, you know, everybody wants to make money, and the record companies want to make money, and as soon as somebody had the realization that a song could cross over from country into top 40 into pop or whatever. I mean, it happened with Hank Williams. I mean, people were like, let's do that. More of that, more of that. And I just feel like over the years, it's just gotten farther and farther into it. So it's like you make little concessions here and there, you know, and then eventually where you started is here and there where you're up and is like here, you know, because you've been like, oh, well, I'll cut the corners off of that and I'll fudge that and I'll make that a little less and whatever. And then you end up with something that's just really super commercial to the point where it's weird to me that a lot of this stuff is really called country music because it just doesn't have that.
I mean, you know way more about this stuff than I do. And I think about towns like Nashville. It's a great example that so many songwriters and so many musicians go there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told early on, even when it came to just the idea of any sort of art, that Nashville is one of the last towns that has all of the record companies are still there.
Right.
Meaning, you know, you've got all the major labels and everyone has an outpost in Nashville. And so more often than not, people would go to Nashville and they'd work there and they'd get the opportunity to make money. But it was in a form that was a little bit more commercialized because that's what was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that there has been a sort of a missing point of trying to find that authentic kind of country.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a tricky thing because, you know, there's still stuff that I'll hear where I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally get where the country is in that. You know, and that's really cool. And I don't hate all top 40 country, but it just frustrates me. It's like, well, you should maybe come up with a different name for it because it's just not – it's so far removed. And it's just pop. It's so much of it is
pop. It's pop, yeah.
And then the stuff that is country in it often now is like maybe there will be, you know, the singer will have a little bit of an accent, but often that's not even the case. It's like – it's more the reference points. Like there's this whole kind of tradition thing that is really pushed. Like I've had this conversation with Matt Gandersky, who's my lead guitar player, and he's not here tonight. But, you know, we'll talk about like the tropes that I'm really amused by are like cornbread, sweet tea, you know, like that kind of stuff, right? And then his is like, oh yeah, and then like the town center and the red dirt road, and I'm like, yeah, and then the
pickup
old
truck,
the old home place, and the pickup truck is still a thing for sure, and through the years, there are all these different.
The back door, the back screen door. I feel I hear that one in country music all the time.
I can see that.
The Lawrence Peters outfit is in studio tonight. They are playing at a day in the country at the Hideout on Sunday. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear some more music.
I like it, man.
Sound good? Thanks. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me tonight, the Lawrence Peters outfit playing Unruined Country. They're going to be at a day in the country, the festival at the Hideout coming up on Sunday. The Hideout, 1354 West Waubonsia. They're going on stage at 7:45. All right, let's hear some more music.
Yeah, buddy.
Lawrence, what are we going to hear here?
A song I wrote called Wishful Drinking.
Wishful Drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Peters, Pennsylvania Dave on the guitar, and Pat Kiner. Pat, what's the instrument you're playing there?
It's a mandolin.
A mandolin, there it is. All right. And Pat Kiner on the mandolin.
Take it away. That's just its name, or her name. This is a mandolin. Hi, darling.
Hi, darling.
All right, one, two, three, four. Wishful drinking. Let me keep thinking that I can bring you back. Oh, and I don't want to face the fact you've been gone so long, you ain't ever gonna come back home. Now lately I've been wishful drinking all the time. Another day at work, another night alone, another hour of fighting back the urge to pick up the phone. But even if I called you up, thing I'm wanting to happen could never come true. You're still the one that I want, but not the you of today. Though my realist is in charge, my romantic looks for a way to conjure up a different world where the best versions of you and I won the day. The only method that I found is the farthest thing from sound, and that's wishful drinking. Let's me keep thinking that I can bring you back. Oh, and I don't want to face the fact you've been gone so long, you ain't ever gonna come back home. Well, lately I've been wishful drinking all the time. I don't even like alcohol, but I could sure use a drink to clear my head of reason and let in whatever foolishness it wants to think. To get this lonely old heart unbound, I'm going in for another round of wishful drinking. Let's be keep thinking that I can bring you back. Oh, and I don't want to face the fact you've been gone so long, you ain't ever gonna come back home. Well, lately I've been wishful drinking all the time. Well, lately I've been wishful drinking all the time.
Yeah! So good. The Lawrence Peters outfit in studio. Lawrence Peters, Pennsylvania Dave, Pat Kiner They are going to be at a day in the country at the Hideout coming up on Sunday, 1354 West Wabansia.
Yep.
And they are here in studio tonight. Here's what we're going to do. We'll take a break. We'll get an update on Rob Martyr's news. We'll come back. Some more live music. What do you think?
Yeah,
buddy. Hey, all right. Stay with us. Thank you very much, Rob. It's Justin Kaufman here at 720 WGN, and it's The Download. Good. And in studio with me tonight, all right, the Lawrence Peters outfit. They are going to be at a day in the country Sunday at the Hideout, 1354 Wabansia. They're on stage at 7:45. We're talking about country music, unruined country music.
Yeah, buddy.
With Lawrence, who's been on the program before, and it's great to have you back. Great to have all you guys back. We're going to play one more track before we wrap up, but I want to talk a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I it's all anecdotal for me because I don't have any numbers. You know, I don't even think anyone is actually researching this, but it does feel to me that a more authentic, original country music is making somewhat of a resurgence or a comeback in the way that you mentioned alt country and Americana and other things. I'm talking about more of the stuff that we heard tonight, where there are more and more shows, bands, opportunities. Even Day in the Country is a good example. Where do you think that comes from? Where does the appetite come from when we talk about a resurgence of this kind of music?
Well, I think there's been a backlash for a long time against all the top 40 stuff. I think there's always been this kind of groundswell. I see lots and lots and lots of people writing on blogs and responses to stuff about like, oh well, I really hate this new stuff, but hey, check out this guy. And so I think it's always been there. You know, it just never really completely went away because there's so many people that grew up on it, and so they expect it, and they want to keep it going, and I think that's probably partially what's there. And then also inevitably there's the whole pendulum swing. Like there came a point where people wanted something new and shiny and really super top 40 and popular music filled and whatever, and so we got what we've got now. And whenever that happens, there's a certain period of time where that's going on, and then everybody's like, well, I don't like that stuff. I want the old stuff, Let's get some Merle Haggard and some Waylon Jennings and George Jones and Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn, like that kind of stuff, and let's bring that back.
That's great stuff, man.
Oh, it really is.
It's so good.
Well, Sturgill Simpson's a great example of that. Like that guy,
right.
He's got a couple of records. I haven't actually heard his whole new one, but his first one is so good.
So the idea of that kind of being the new crossover, the idea that he's bringing an art form back and being able to bring it to a more mainstream audience.
Yeah, I feel like he made a little crack in that I'm hoping will open up a little bit more. Although his new record, what I have heard of it, is pretty distantly country. It's much more like a personal thing, which is really cool. Like, I really respect that he's a musician and he wants to create something that's artistic and honest and his own thing. But I'm hoping that enough people will hear that and be like, oh yeah, I want more of that, and then there will be a market for it, and then people will be like, well, I'll play country music like that. That's what I always wanted to, but nobody really cared.
I think about country music in Chicago, I mean, there's such a rich history here that you wouldn't necessarily know. A lot of it coming out of this radio station and WLS and other places like that. But talk about, country music, there always seems to be this push to say, oh, yeah, it's a great this music from the South or music from Nashville. Mm-hmm. But Chicago predates that when it comes to the history of bringing country music to the limelight.
Yeah, I think it does. Well, I think a reason for that is that, the South is deeply immersed in it. It really came from the South, and it came from before that from the Scots and the Irish and the English bringing over the folk ballads and all that kind of stuff. But I think that it really hit when all those Southerners came to the big city in the North, Chicago and Detroit and so on. And they missed what they had. And there was suddenly this market for playing that music to the people that were expatriates from those places where that music's from. And then it really became a thing, in the 40s.
And it helped that, you come to the big cities and they in that time and day, the Chicago was the home of all media. You could get on the radio and you could do different things and be able to broadcast a barn dance and other things that the whole country was being able to hear this music that was being produced here in Chicago.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stars came here to record as well.
They did?
Wills, Gene Autry, all those guys. The first barn dance predates the Grand Ole Opry was here.
About that, yeah,
right.
So there were plenty of country lovers here and country people who came here for work. So, and then it was able to travel across the Midwest. So, Yeah, it was a big hub for country, so it's as old here as anywhere else.
Yeah, really. I put a promo in today that we just kind of said, you know, some people say that, you know, country hasn't been the same since the barn dance. And it was great because Orion Samuelson, who does the business reports here, and he's done the farm report for years, but he was one of the hosts of the barn dance back in the
day.
Whoa. Yeah, it's amazing to think about that cultural history. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's
edited in the 60s, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't know when it ended. Yeah, sometime in that time. So yeah. Amazing, though, to have that kind of connection to Chicago and WGN. You don't think about that. Because the barn dance, at a certain point, it almost got more notoriety when it moved on to a different radio station than it did here. But it did, or the original was here, so that's kind of cool.
Correct.
So, all right, so let's do this. You guys are going to be at the Hideout on Sunday night. When I say at the top bands like, the songwriter Jim Lauderdale or... you know, the other bands that are on there, Rex Hobart and the Misery Boys. Mm-hmm. What kind of bands are they? Are you guys all in the same genre? I mean, take us through the different types of musicians we could see at a day in the country.
So every year it's slightly different. It's very much based on what is happening in the Chicago scene, because it's mostly Chicago music, country music, and country-ish music festival. And so, I was telling somebody the other day, this year is very much... more like string bands and that kind of thing. Like there's some bands, some performers that are very folk based, but have, you know, a little closer to the countryside of stuff. And, but with like maybe a little, you know, Celtic sort of thing in there.
Old timey.
Yeah. Old time. Yeah. But you know, string bands are, you know, the other term for that is old timey music.
Right.
And that's become a big thing. And I think it's become a big national thing. There's a lot of touring bands are string bands, and it's definitely a thing. So Jim Lauderdale is a for real Nashville songwriter, Grammy Award winning guy, and he's written hits for people, but they're really good, and I really like them as country music. Like he's one of those guys that actually has it in there. Like, and he wrote two, I think at least two, maybe three, records for Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, and the first one's outstanding. It's so good. And the second one I got, and I was so enamored with the first one, I never really got the second one. But because it's just, you know, my favorites. I just listen to it over and over and over again. But he's great, and he's a really great singer, too. So that was a really nice – it was nice that happened, that he could actually come. I could get him to come here.
That's awesome.
And then Rex Hobart and the Misery Boys, they're old kind of buddies. I mean, they used to play I used to book them at the Hideout years ago. Back in the early 2000s, and they used to come here, you know, pretty often. They're on Bloodshot, and they were one of the few bands on Bloodshot that's really a country band. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way, because Bloodshot is their own thing, right?
Right.
But I always really liked them. And the last record that they put out in that time period in 2000 is, or 2002 is just great. It's like the playing is so good, and the songwriting is so clever and so great and deep, and you know, and it's not. The thing I love about it when it works is that if somebody is able to have a connection to that, to the all the older eras of stuff, but make it their own, so it's not some museum piece, I really love that. You know, when they can create something that's totally their own, but it's connected all the way back. And that's a tradition that I can respect.
Yeah.
You know, like that's legit in my book.
Lawrence Peters in studio, the Lawrence Peters Outfit, which is Lawrence, Pennsylvania Dave, and Pat Kiner. They will be part of the Lawrence Peters Outfit at the Hideout for a day in the country on Sunday. All right, what are we going to hear? Last song.
This is one I wrote called How Many Kinds of Lonesome.
How Many Kinds of Lonesome, live here on the Download 720 WGN. Take it away, guys.
How many kinds of lonesome are there in the world? Sometimes it seems that lonesome's all there is. It takes the place of everything I ever knew before. And I learn of a new one every day. How many kinds of lonesome? Yeah, I've known one or two. They hover like a cold November rain and wash away the memories of love that came before, till I'm afraid that none will ever stay.
the moon through winter trees, the falling of dead leaves, the echo of my shoes in empty streets. No message on the phone, and dinner all alone. The late night TV on for company. How many kinds of lonesome are there in the world? Now all I see is lonesome everywhere. It stains the days, the blues and grays that settle in my heart, until it seems that's how it's always been. Moon through winter trees, the falling of dead leaves, the echo of my shoes in empty streets. No message on the phone, and dinner all alone. The late night TV on for company. Yeah, how many kinds of lonesome can a man endure? I've had about as much as I can stand. It's all that I can do to hold a candle to the dark and hope that love will find me once again. Hope that love will find me once again. How many kinds of lonesome?
Thank you.
All right. There we go. Lawrence Peters and the Lawrence Peters Outfits. Lawrence, Pennsylvania Dave, Pat Kiner in studio. They will be at A Day in the Country, the festival, which is Sunday at the Hideout, 1354 West Wabanzia, and they will be on stage at 7:45. Always a pleasure to have you guys.
Oh,
in,
thanks, man.
You
just,
I mean, the lines fun. Light up. The tech. I mean, everyone texts in. They're just like, more. I'm telling you. We got to get this house band thing going.
Man.
We could be on every night, guys. You could just every night.
I'm into it.
There we go. Lawrence, great to see you.
Justin, thanks man. So much fun.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.